Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Yochanan, Nasan Mashu Shemen Al Gabi Kizayis Mincha Pasal. If you put a Mashu, you're not allowed to put some Karbanos, you're not allowed to have Shemen. What's the shear? How much Shemen is it not allowed to have? How much Shemen is it not allowed to have? Says the Gemara, a Mashu! On a Kizayis of Mincha, Pasal. My timer, what? Mashu? Where'd that come from? My timer, why is that? It says, lo yasim. Don't put shemen. Sima kaldahu. It means any amount of shemen. Even a mashu. Aleha, on it. What do you mean on it? On the mincha. Ad de'ika, shiura. That has to have a shear. What's the shear? A kizayis. Very simple, it's a fair shepasuk. The Amr of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he also said the opposite. Amr of Yochanan, Nasan Kizayis Lavona Agabi Mashu Mincha Pasal. When it comes to Lavona, you're not allowed to put some carbon, you're not allowed to have Lavona on it. How much Lavona can you not put on a carbon, on a Mincha? A Kizayis. The shear is a Kizayis. Why is the shear a Kizayis and before it was a Mashu by the oil? And by the way, what amount of Mincha? The answer is a Mashu. A Mashu. So, my timer, what's the reason for that? Because it doesn't say lo, before it said lo yosim, don't put. Yosim means put. Over here it says lo yitain. By lavon it says lo yitain, don't give, don't put. Different word. So lo yitain, ksiv, ad de'ikka nesina. There has to be a nesina. What's a nesina? A nesina means a real giving. How much is that? A kizayis, that's the normal shear.
What's on yitain, the same word?
What? I know. No, yosim before by Shemen. It said lo yosim. Don't place. What's yosim? Any amount. What's over here? It says lo yitain. That's already a chashav and a sina. A kizayis. Now, it said aleha on it. So a minute ago, we said on it meant a kizayis. Right? Now on it means mashu. How'd that happen? So the Gemara says aleha. Have a ribui achar ribui. It's a ribui followed by another ribui. What's a ribui followed by another ribui? Aleha is a ribui. On it has to be a chash of a thing. Then it says aleha again.
Why is it not a miyut? Why is it a ribui?
It's a good question. But the ein ribui achar ribui el lamayit. When you have two ribuis in a row, it becomes a miyut. And therefore, what's the shear for putting lavona on a mincha? Any amount of mincha. Even a mashu of mincha. Okay? The Shlach says it's the halacha of Moshe and Sinai. In other words, you can't ask a question like that because we don't have an answer. That's what the rules are. Okay? Therefore, it's a kol shehu. Ikad Amri, others have the same exact halacha. Instead of just making statements, it was a question and answer. Amr of Yitzchak by Yosef, by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Nasan mashu shemen al gabi kizayis mincha mahu. What's the story? If you put a mashu of shemen on a kizayis of mincha, are you chayev for putting oil on a carpet that's not supposed to have oil? We said, yeah, right? Mi bo'inon sima kinesina olo. Do we compare sima to nesina? A minute ago we said sima means placing a mashu. Now he's asking us a question. And the answer over here was, teku. We don't have an answer. Okay? Next. Nasan shemen al shireha. If you put shemen on the leftover amount, you can't put shemen on any part of the carbon. Right? You can't put shemen on the carbon. Forget the kemitza. Even the rest of it. You can't put shemen on it. Tana Rabbanan. Lo yasim aleha shemen velo yitain. This is a very difficult Gemara here. Very short Gemara, but it's hard. It says like this. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, velo yitain aleha lavona. Kichatosi. You can't put shemen, you can't put lavona. Says the Gemara, maybe in order to be over this Avera, right? Tana Rabbanan. Lo yasim aleha shemen, velo yitain. Yachal, I would think, b'shnei kahanim. The only way you're going to be over it is if two people do this. One puts the shemen, and one puts the lavona. Then yechayiv for both, says Rashi. The lo yis chayv u shnei lavin. You're not chayv two lavin. Ad shiyihu shnei kahanim. You have to have two people. Echad nosin Shemon, v'echad nosin Levona. Avol chad kohen, lo mechayev el chad lav. But if you have one kohen doing both acts, you only chayev one. Why on earth would I think that? Why would I think that? So, Talmud Lomar, Aleha, that's why it says, don't think that, it's wrong. Aleha, on it, Begufa shel mincha, hakasav bedaber. We're talking about the mincha, v'lo b'kohen. We're not talking about the person, the potential violator. Rashi says in the next Rashi, Begufa shel mincha, hakasav bedaber, tului in shnei lavin. Kivon shenashan shemen ulevona ala mincha, chayiv shtayim, lo shna chad, v'lo shna train. Doesn't make a difference if it's two, doesn't make a difference if it's one kohen. If you do both, you chayiv both. One person can be chayiv both. What was the havamina? That in order to be chayiv both, you need two people? So Rashi said. The Gemara didn't even say it. The Gemara was a little cryptic. That's what Rashi explained. Very difficult Rashi. Why should he be chayiv? Why should he be chayiv twice only if two people do it? The Torah says, don't put Shemen, don't put Levona. If I put Shemen and Levona, I'm only chayiv once. Why? I'm only one person.
Why not one makes the argument since they come together and say, possibly, if one only does one of the actions, it's not chayiv until he does both?
Because according to that logic, the only time you'd be chayiv for violating kibud of aim is if you disrespected your father and your mother. Right? Kavet es avicha ve es imecha. So we always break it up like that. That's for sure. That's that right? We always break it up. Chayiv both. It's either one. Same thing over here. It's either one. But the new chiddush over here. You only chayiv if two people, you only chayiv twice if two people did it. Why should that be?
It's not
the halacha.
So each one, according to that, each one is chayiv for one.
Correct. What if one does both? What if one did both? Same person did the Levona and the Shemen. So according to Rashi, he only chayiv once. There's two laven. No, but it's not two people. Okay, we reject it anyway. What was the havamina? Difficult havamina. Anyway, yachal lo yitin kli agave kli. You can't put a kli on top of a kli. If you're not on puzzle, if you did that, it's puzzle. Talmud lomar, aleha. Pekufa shel mincha akasav medaber. The actual mincha itself, not in kelim. Okay. Next Mishnah. Yesh tuunos hagasha. There are some minchas that require hagasha. What's hagasha? Hagasha means to come near. Like vayigash. Hagasha means to come near. Before the kemitah, before the kohen did the kemitah, he would take the bowl, the pan of flour, and bring it near the mizbeach to a certain corner on the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and then he would go do the kemitah. It was like a special procedure to come close to the mizbeach. Not every mincha had that. Yesh tunos hagasha. Some required. Well, some had that. Ve'en tunos tenufa. Some karbanos, some minchas had waving. Right, and we're going to get later in the week that the waving was like a wave of lulav up to all six directions. We're going to get to that. Right, waving. Hagasha utenufa. Some had both. Right? And tenufa v'lo hagasha. Some had only tenufa and not hagasha. And some had lo tenufa v'lo hagasha. And some had neither. Right? Four possibilities. Right? Good? Now, which ones are they? Ve'elu tu'unos hagasha ve'en tu'unos tenufa. The following minchas had hagasha and not tenufa. And those are the regular minchas. Minchas soles, merchavas, marcheshes, chalos, harikikil, minchas kahanim, minchas kohen hamashiach, a mincha that a kohen brought every day, the mincha that a kohen, not every day, a mincha of a kohen brought, if a kohen wanted to bring a mincha, minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha of a kohen gadol, minchas nachrim, if a goy brings a mincha, which I guess we'll let him do that, minchas nashim, if a woman wants to bring a mincha, uminchas chote, and a mincha that somebody brings because he sinned and he's poor. Right? What sin did he do? Either he did a sin of tumah or he did a sin of swearing. Right? All these things have hagasha, but not tenufa. Reb Shimon Omer, minchas kahanim, uminchas kohen mashiach, ein behem hagasha. Now those don't have a hagasha either, lefi she'ein behem kmitza, because there's no kmitza on those. There's no kmitza, it's interesting, they're burnt totally. No kmitza. There's no shirayim. They're just totally burnt, and there's a rule. V'chol she'ein behem kmitza, ein behem hagasha. any carbon that doesn't have kmitza doesn't have agasha. Very good. Okay? So the Mishnah only gave an example of the first one. Amr of Papa, kol hecha ditnan eser tnan. Whenever we learned these Mishnayos about minchas, there are 10 minchas. What do you mean 10 minchas? 10 breads. 10 breads. We had this yesterday. 10 breads. My kamashmalan? Why do I need to know that? Like, okay. La fuke mid Rab Shimon, to go against the opinion of Rab Shimon, the Amar who said, mechza chalas and mechza rikikin, yavi, if you want to bring half chalas and half rikikin, which is a different kind of chala, you could do that. Kamashmalan, delo, they have to be all 10 of the same type. Okay. Yeah, we did. Now, Menahani Mili, how do you know that these minchas require hagasha? How do you know? How do you know that? Where'd that come from? So, from now to the end of the daf, actually it's through tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is very easy. It's just all limudim. There's no lumdus, there's nothing to say. Just straight limudim, psukim, back and forth. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, it says, Ilu Nemar, had it said, Ve'evesa asher yase me'elil Hashem ve'ekriva el ha-kohen ve'higisha. No, it doesn't say that. It says, ve'evesa es ha-mincha asher yase me'elil Hashem ve'ekriva el ha-kohen ve'higisha. It's six in the word mincha. If it wouldn't have said the word mincha, ha-yisi omer, I would have said, ein li shton ha-gasha el ha-kohen ve'hispulvad. You know what requires ha-gasha? The kmitza. How do we know the carbon, the whole mincha, we have to be... Again, what you're doing, I'm not sure. You're taking this pan, you go next to the Mizbeach. What do you do when you get there? Nothing. Right? Then you do the Kemitah. How do I know you have to do that? Eli Ela HaKom Eitz Bovad, the Mincha Menayin, Tamad Lomar, Mincha. That's why the Pasuk said, Ve'vesa Es HaMincha, take the Mincha, right? Ve'gisha El Mizbeach, and take it to the Mizbeach.
Why don't you compare it to animal? The animal, you don't need to bring the animal.
We're going to get to that. Minchas chote meinayin. How do you know that for minchas chote you also have to do hagasha? Which is mashma, that the Gemara doesn't have a kasha on any other mincha except for the minchas chote. The Gemara doesn't leave everyone alone. The Gemara assumes every mincha is the same. And they all require hagasha except for the ones that don't. Right? What about minchas chote? That's on the list in the Mishnah. Why would that require hagasha? Why does the Gemara pick on that one? Right?
No oil.
What?
No oil.
Maybe no oil. Maybe what Marcel said. It's the one that really should be an animal. You just don't have any money. So maybe that's the one that's different. Tamad Lomar, Es HaMincha. That's why it says Es HaMincha. V'dinhu. The truth is, it's a Kal V'chomer. I don't even need a pasuk for this. It's really a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Right? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a Minchas Chote requires... Minchas Chote requires, what? Requires Hagasha. I don't need a pasuk. It's a Kal V'chomer. Why? Nemar Hacha Minchas Chote, Chova, which means a Chote. It says over here, a Minchas Chote. V'nemar Hacha, and it says over here, Minchas Nedava. Over where? Over here, this pasuk is talking about Minchas Nedava. Ma Minchas Nedava Tu'una Hagasha, just like a Minchas Nedava requires a Hagasha. Af minchas chote tu nagasha, so tu minchas chote requires agasha. In other words, what's that called? It says, din who. It doesn't mean it's a kal v'chomer. That means it's a tzara shava. What's a tzara shava? Like items should be treated the same way. So if that mincha has agasha, this mincha also has agasha. Why not? Like items should be treated the same way. That's what a tzara shava means, right? Very simple. So, minchas nedava tu'una hagasha, af minchas chote tu'una hagasha. If they're the same, in what way are they? They're both minchas. Now, one second. If that's the case, then Shabbos and Yontif would be exactly the same, right? Shabbos you can do this, and Yontif you can do this. So obviously, the rule would swallow up all the exceptions. So Gemara's not...
Right, using your example,
yeah.
Shabbos is written what to do differently in this...
Oh, exactly. So one second. What does the Tzara Shava mean? Tzara Shava means like items should be treated the same. The key word is like items. They have to be alike. They have to be similar. Right? Just because they're called minchas, that doesn't mean they're similar. Now we're going to go through the whole page, and each one has different rules. Right? It says to go 1 minute. Mala minchas nedava, she'en te'una shemen ulavona. Yeah, but a regular mincha has shemen and lavona. Minchas, and what? And the minchas chote doesn't have shemen, it doesn't have lavona either. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Mala minchas sota tochiach. A sota will prove you wrong. Why? A sota has no shemen. A sota has no lavona. And yet, there is hagasha on a sota. So the Gemara says, yeah, but mala minchas sota shkein teuna tenufa. But a minchas sota is also different, because that's tenufa. Maybe that's why it has hagasha. It has tenufa also. Minchas nedava tochiach. A minchas nedava will prove that. That's not a kasha. Minchas nedava doesn't have tenufa. Regular minchas doesn't have tenufa. Yet it has hagasha. So too, minchas chote, even though it doesn't have shemen and lavona, it should have hagasha. Right? V'chazer adin. I can keep going in a circle. Lo rizeh kurizeh, v'lo rizeh kurizeh. Yeah, not everyone's exactly the same. Not everyone's exactly the same. Hatzad ha-shavah shebehen, the bottom line is, sheshavu l'kmitza, right? They both have kmitza, v'shavu l'hagasha, and they all require hagasha. Af ani avi minchas chote, so I will include a minchas chote, sheshavu lehen l'kmitza, right? They're similar, they both require kmitza, tishavu lehen l'hagasha. They should require hagasha. That's what hatzad ha-shavah means, right? We have, for example, in Baba Kama, we have four different ways of damaging. You have a shor, which has three words itself, a bar, fire, a person. Are they all different? They're all different. But they have very much similarities. What are the similarities? You have obligations to guard. You have to watch yourself. You have to watch your possessions. And they cause damage. Right? So anything that... So in that sense, they're the same. The pratim are always different. Right? The pratim are always different. But the categories are the same. Same thing over here. Yeah, each mincha is a little bit different. True. But they have the same. The properties are the same. What are the properties? Kmitza, a mincha, and they all require hagasha. So too, a minchas chote, a guy swore falsely by mistake, has to bring a mincha down. That should also require hagasha. I don't need a pasuk for that, it's obvious. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Malat. What? We're going to get to that. Malat ha-shava shevehen. 1 minute. But 1 second. So far, all these similarities had Shekein hokshiru lavo ba'ashir kibani. Doesn't make a difference if you're a rich woman or a poor woman. You have to go through the sota process. Doesn't make a difference who you are. Doesn't make a difference if you're rich or poor regarding every other mincha, except for the minchas chote. To anybody it matters. Because if you're rich, you're not bringing one. You bring an animal, you're rich. Right? Tomar b'minchas chote, shlo hokshiru lavo ba'ani ka'ashir kibani. But a minchas chote, not true. It makes a big, very big difference about your tax bracket. Big difference. So therefore, it's different. It's so different that it breaks up the tzad hashava. It breaks up the similarities. It's so different. It breaks up the similarities. Therefore, it comes along the Torah. Tamad lomar et hamincha. That's why it said et hamincha. Because it can't be learned from a tzad hashava. Because it's so different. Now, who made up that it's so different? The Gemara did that. Right? We would say, okay, so kind of different. That's not such a big difference, right? That's what we would say.
It's exactly once you have to bring a flower.
Exactly. Once you have to bring it. Okay, why do you have to bring it? Because you're poor? What kind of why do you have to bring it? What's the difference? Why? But that's what the Gemara says, so we can't question it. It's hard to question these, right, Tzad HaShav is one of the Yigil Midos. Right? It's hard to question it, because we don't know the mechanics of them. We know what they are, we could define them, sometimes we can define them, but we don't know the rules, how they all work. Why is that such a deal breaker, this question? We don't understand why, but it is. Now, now the Gemara goes back. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon Omer. It says Vehevesa, right? It says in that pasuk over there. Vehevesa es hamincha. You're going to take the mincha and do hagasha with it. Vehevesa es hamincha. Vehevesa is l'rabos minchas haomer l'hagasha. The omer now requires hagasha. V'chein hu omer. That's what it says. Ve'veisem es ha'omer, you're going to bring the omer, reishis kitzirchem el ha'kohen. Ve'ekriva, and it says, ve'ekriva, right, the same pasuk, l'rabos minchas sote la'hagasha. That'll tell me a sote also has to have a hagasha. V'chein hu omer, it says, Vikrim osa elam mizbeach. The same word vehikriv. So you see, this pasuk about hagasha alludes to two more korbanos, the sota and the omer. Now the Gemara says, v'dinu. The truth is, it's not a kavachomer. It's a tzad hashaveh. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that these korbanos require hagasha. It's obvious. Ma minchas chote, a minchas chote, she'ena tenufa, ta'una tenufa. A minchas chote has no tenufa. Right? And ta'una hagasha, and it requires hagasha. Right? We established, no one disputes, that a minchas chote has hagasha. When we established that, the same pasuk. Ve'evesa es hamincha. Right? Es hamincha includes minchas chote. That's no dispute. Now, says Reb Shimon, fine, very good. Now, you know, it says ve'evesa es hamincha, you should bring the mincha. But it says ve'evesa by Omer. And it says ve'ekriva el ha-kohen, and it says ve'ekriva by Asota. Those two also require hagasha. Sada shava. Says the Gemara, I don't need a sada shava, it's a kavach omer. Well, not, it's not a kavach omer, it's a sada shava. I'm sorry, I don't need a pasuk, it's a sada shava. What's the sada shava? Well, a minchas chote requires it, so every carpet requires it. Right? Says the Gemara, minchas sota shetuna tenufa, ein odin shetuna hagasha? A minchas chote, a minchas sota that requires tenufa, so for sure it requires hagasha. Says the Gemara, mal a minchas chote shekin bo achitin. But a minchas chote is with wheat. Right? How could you learn a sota, which is from barley? It's like animal. Like, because you act like an animal. It's animal food. So it's a different, that's what the Gemara says. I didn't make that up. It's a different type of grain. It's a much more cheaper grain. That's what they give it to animal food. It's cheaper. Right? Minchas ha-omer tochiach. But one second. Minchas ha-omer is also from animals. Also from barley. It's also from animal food. And yet, the Minchas HaOmer also requires Hagasha. How do we know that? We don't really know. We didn't establish that yet. Anyway, Mal Minchas HaOmer, Shekein Te'una Shemen Levona. But one second. But a Minchas HaOmer requires Shemen and Levona. Maybe that's why it requires Tenufa, Hagasha. How does this tell me about anything about a Sota? Right? So Gemara says, well, Minchas Chote Tuchiyach. Minchas Chote will disprove that. Why? Because there's no Shemen and Levona there either. And there is Hagasha. V'chazer adin. We're going in a circle now. Lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. Everyone's got their own unique quirk. Hatzad ha-shava shebehen. The bottom line is, sheshavu l'kmitza. They both have kmitza. V'shavu l'hagasha. They both have hagasha. Which both? A sota and a chote. So afani avi omer. Afani avi mincha sota. So I'll include a sota also. Sheshavu l'hen l'kmitza. Sheshavu l'hen l'hagasha. So from a tzad hashava of minchas chote and a minchas omer, I've included sota also. Mal tzad hashava shebehen shekin lehukshiru lavo kemach. But one second, you didn't answer that question. I'm sorry, no, there's a new thing. Minchas chote and a minchas omer cannot be brought with kemach, right? They have to be brought with what's called solas. What's the difference between kemach and solas? How many times you grind it? Different, it's a different day. Even though it's barley, it's still kemach, right? So the barley thing didn't bother us. We got past that. But it's not a whole new thing. It's the kemach and not solas. Tomar b'mincha sota shehukshu lavo kemach. A mincha sota can be brought with kemach. A other minchas cannot be brought with kemach, right? Okay. Talmud lomar v'kriva. That's why I have the pasuk. Because I can't learn it out of a kavachol. I can't learn it out of a tzad hashaveh. Okay? Next one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, it says, Vehevesa. Right? Vehevesa. Larabos minchas sote lahagasha. To include a minchas sota. Vechein hu Omer. And then it says, Vehevias karboneha aleha. Avol minchas ha Omer lo tzricha kra. Now, I don't need a pasuk for the Omer. That I don't need a pasuk for. Why not? My taima, medina ka'asya. It's a tzad hashaveh. Same thing. Ma minchas chote. Sheina tuna tenufa. Tuna hagasha. A minchas chote. A guy swore falsely. It doesn't require tenufa. It requires hagasha. So minchas ha-omer. She tuna tenufa. Minchas HaOmer, which requires tenufa, eino din shetu'una hagasha? Shouldn't it also not require hagasha? And then it requires hagasha? Says the Gemara, 1 second. Mala minchas chote, shkin ba chitin. But a minchas chote is brought with wheat. Minchas sota, and a minchas HaOmer is brought with flour, is brought with barley. Different thing. No, minchas sota tochiach. A minchas sota will save that. Why? Because the minchas chote is also brought with barley, and it also requires hagasha. So minchas HaOmer should require the same hagasha. But mala minchas chote shekin ba levaru avon. But a minchas chote is different. A minchas sota is different, because it's coming to check out if she did a sin. Maybe that's why it requires hagasha. A minchas HaOmer is not for a sin. Right? It says in parentheses, you can read it or not, the miskeres avon hi, because it's for a sin. Right? Now, minchas chote tochiach. But a minchas chote is also for a sin. It's called minchas chote, minchas for a sin. It's also for a sin. And what? It requires hagasha. So too, minchas sota, minchas omer also require hagasha. For chaser adin. Keep going in a circle. Lo rizeh kurizeh, lo rizeh kurizeh. Hatzara shavah shebehen, shekein shavu l'kmitza. They both require kmitza. V'shavu l'hagasha, and they both require hagasha. What both? A minchas chote and a minchas sota. Both require kmitza. Both require hagasha. Afani avi minchas omer. I'll include a minchas omer. Sheshav se lahen l'kmitza. It's good for kmitza. Tishavu lahen l'hagasha. It's good for hagasha as well. Says the Gemara, umay parachta, what's going to be your kasha now? What's your kasha now? You have no kasha, right? We kept chipping away at all those tarashavas, and then we were left with no tarashava, we had to resort to a pasuk. What's the kasha here now? I'll tell you what it is. So Reb Shimon Parachachi, very good, I'll tell you my question. Mala tarashava shebehen, shekein mitsuyin. Fascinating. The tarashava is that a minchas chote and a minchas sote are very common.
A sote is common?
It could happen every day of the year.
Could happen.
It could happen every day of the year. Minchas HaOmer can only happen one day a year. Oh, only yeah. Once a year. This could happen 1,000 times a year. You hear this? Says Rashi, Mala hanach shekein mitzuyin. Afilu meyeh ba'amim bashana. Even 100 times a year. Im ira hadavar. It could happen. Tomar ba'omer, de pamachas v'sulo. Omer's only brought once a year. Minchas sota can have every day of the week. Minchas HaOmer, minchas chote, every day of the week. Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to do with that kasha? Adarabba, just the opposite. Ha mitzuya tfe. A minchas HaOmer is once a year. How often was a sota? It could be. It never happened. Never happened. One beats zero. Right? Hanach zimiz lo mashkachas leklal. That never happened. To have a minchas sota. Never happened. So just the opposite. That's the reason not to make a tzad hashava? Just the opposite. It's the reason to yes make a tzad hashava. Never happened. Whoever happened to something never happened. Right? So then, Now, why does it say taka in the pasuk ve'vesa? O'eno omer ve'vesa, ella sheyachid misnadev mevi mincha acheret chutz me'ela shebe'inyan. What does that mean? That, look at Rashi. It says, O'eno ella, o'eno omer ve'vesa, lola minchasote, Vlola Omer. We're not talking about a sota or an omer now, because a sota you can only bring if you have a wife like that, and an omer you can only bring if you're the tzibur. Forget those two. Ella lomer v'lerabos shiachin misnadev mincha acheres she'enem inyan elu Hashem elahem anachas umur parsha. If somebody wants to donate a mincha, right, there are five minchas, achavas, macheshes, whatever those are. If somebody wants to donate another one, not from the five, soles, machavas, macheshes, mafeshesh, b'shtayim, Tochohan achitin menaktiv, kehen achitiv, solas, vesolas, chitin, vekaasi, vevesel, rau, shiachin, mesandiv, menas orin. What if somebody wants to bring a barley carbon, a barley mincha? Not a sota, because he doesn't have a wife like that. Not an omer, because he's not a tzibur. But he wants to bring a barley carbon, a different carbon. Such a thing? So that's a question. Right, what's brought from barley? Only a sota or an omer? This guy's got a thing in his head, I want to bring a barley carbon. I have extra barley lying around, I want to bring a carbon mincha for it. Such a thing? Do we let him do such a thing? So, v'dinhu, it should be a tzad hashaveh. Tzibur, mevi mincha menachitin, chova. A tzibur can bring a chitin chova. What's that? When does a tzibur bring a mincha that's chitin? Shavuos. Right? Umevi mincha menas orin chova. They also bring a mincha that's a chova. Made out of barley. Barley, what's a barley chova? The omer. Af yachid, so too yachid. Shemevi mincha min achitin nedava. He can bring a mincha's chitin for wheat nedava. That's for sure he can do anytime he wants. Yachal yavi mincha min asorin nedava. So maybe he can bring a seorin for nedava. Maybe he could. Tamad lomar, he can't. Ella, it says Ella. Ela. Ein li, Ella, Ela. Only these, right? Only the five that are mentioned. Can a person bring as an adava? Those five are all wheat. There's no such thing, no such invention of bringing made barley. No such invention. Oeno ela ele ele la omer ela mincha shmevi chamisha son. Right? But maybe it means that that if it said ele. But maybe if it said Eile, you have to bring one of the five, that you don't have to specify which five, you can bring whichever five you want. Tamad lomar, me Eile. That's why it says me Eile. Rata achas mevi, rata chamishitan ve mevi. You want to bring one, you want to bring five. Right? But the bottom line is, you can't bring barley. That you can't do. Okay. Shimon Omer, it says, es hamincha. Larabos, shar minchas. Other minchas too. Kigon, Minchas Nochrim, Minchas Vagoy, Minchas Noshim, La Gosha. Yochel Shani Marba, Av Shtei Lechem V'Lechem upon him. Maybe the Shtei Lechem and Lechem upon him every Shabbos and every Shavuos also required this Hagosha, which it did not. Tamad Lomer Me Eile. Now, Amar Royal, Rabbah, Sharma Nochrim, also Shtei Lechem V'Lechem upon him. Why are you including other Minchas and not including the Lechem upon him? Very simple. Marba Ni Shar Minchas. I will include other Minchas. Where am I? Sheyesh behen ishim, because those other minchas have a connection to the mizbeach. There's a kamitza, or in the case of the mincha of the kohen and the kohen gadol, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. They have a connection to the mizbeach. Umotzi ani shtei alechem v'lechem aponim shein behen ishim. They have no connection whatsoever to the beis hamikdash. To the mizbeach. Correct. No, but they don't go on at all. But they don't go on. By the way, the lechem upon him also has a connection, because the lavona that's sitting on the bread the whole week goes in the mizbeach. But these breads don't go on the mizbeach. Follow minchas nesachim kula leishim. Minchas nesachim kula leishim. Yochet tezuna hagasha. Minchas nesachim are the mincha that accompanies every carbon. Right? Every carbon had mincha. That also goes in the mizbeach. You should require hagasha for that also. Tamad Lomar, Vikriva. That's why it says Vikriva. Says the Gemara, Va'afkite. We use that word already, Vikriva. Use that word for something else. What do we use that word for? That's Hagosha by Minchasota. We use that already. So the Gemara says, you're right. Vihikriv, Vikriva. It could have said Vihikriv. What's Vikriva? The extra hay. So from the extra hay we learn what did we learn over here? That a minchas nesachim also requires, does not require hagasha, right? Does not require hagasha. Okay, so I think we'll stop here because it just keeps on going, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Want to say Kaddish?